Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. We just want to say thank you for taking your time out this Friday afternoon to join the Anointing Full Gospel Center, the Anointed Women's Ministry, on this Good Friday. Today is April the 7th, and we just wanted to just honor God and thank God for that. Today is Good Friday. We thank God that because of Jesus Christ, he has came to redeem, to atone man's sins, to buy us back to God, and to forgive us of all of our sins. But we thank God that he did not stop there. We thank God that on Sunday, the third day, he rose with all power in his hands. So again, we just want to thank God for this opportunity to be able to be blessed and privileged to know about the goodness of God, to know that his love did not stay in the grave, that his love superseded all understanding, that he rose with all power. And because of that, we can rise today. So with that, that's what I want to encourage you with today. That's what God gave me to encourage you, is that Jesus rose. And because he rose, you can too. So we just honor God. We honor Chief Apostle Margaret L. Moore, the overseer of the Anointing Full Gospel Center. We just thank God for this day, for this opportunity. And again, we just want to say thank you for taking your lunch time, your break to share with us today. So again, we won't delay. We're going to get right into it. I don't know about you all, but I just pray that you guys will be encouraged, will be encouraged by the word of God. And the one thing I remember saying years ago is that sometimes we kind of look for me. I used to look in the sky for neon lights in my life, thinking that looking for something to you know, happen for, in order for me to feel or experience or to see. But I want to encourage you that the word of God gives us the encouragement that we need, despite of what things may seem, despite of how dated may look like, despite of how the situations may be. But I want to encourage you that by the word of God, it is encouraged. I can sit and speak to you until you're blue in the face, till I'm blue in the face, but it will have no effect. It is by the word of God that lifts up our heads. So I want to go into, again, the lesson, the topic today is Jesus has risen so you can rise. So in that, we just want to just encourage you to give us to know, just to take the time to remember that Jesus went through agony. He went through deep, intense pain, rejection, abuse, humiliation, to reduce someone to a lower position in one's own eyes, shame, and carrying our sins upon his shoulders. Have any of us, I'm sure we have experienced that, where people have looked down at us because we are not where they think we should be, that people have shamed us, people have talked about us, situations seem not to have changed, and then we begin to hang our heads low, be discouraged. We've all been there. But I want to encourage you with this, that God has sent his son to carry that. He has came, he has died, he has rose again, and we are encouraged in remembering, to remember what Jesus has done, that whatever we need from him, he has already finished that. And so in also remembering that he stepped in our place, stepped in our place. He is the Lamb of God. And because he stepped in our place, whose blood was only pure enough to buy us back to God. Because of our sins, we were separated from God. But we thank God that he had already said in Genesis, in the very beginning, that he will make enmity between his seed being Satan's seed and the woman's seed being Jesus. So God had already predestined our victory before we were even created. So God has already predestined your victory today. It is already done. It is already completed. It is already finished. And you say, how? I don't understand how. How is that? Simply because Jesus has already paid it all. There was a song by James Moore that says, Jesus paid it all. Just imagine, like, whenever you are in a store. I know this has happened for me. I was in a store. I was in a very deep place. I was in a saddened place, and I needed. I was in a position where I did not have the money to pay for my food and put gas in my car. But God specifically said, get up and go into the store. And I did, not knowing how everything was going to be taken care of. But there was somebody that God had sit behind me, standing behind me. And I remember I could just picture her face as if it was just yesterday. And she stood there with an expression. She wasn't moving. She was literally in stillness. Looking back, God was giving her to know what to do next. And so next thing I know, she paid for my groceries. And I thought, honestly, she was delirious. I thought she thought my groceries were hers, and she made a mistake. And the only thing she said to me was, you will not stop my blessing. The enemy cannot stop what God has predestined for you. Oftentimes when situations look dead, it seems to be like it's stagnant. God has predestined a blessing in your path. He has predestined it that no matter what it seems, you are in line with the blessings of God, because he has predestined you before the foundation of the world. So he has predestined that what you need is already in your path. It is already in your line, in your life. And that is what we are encouraged by, what God is already predestined for us, even in this day, even in our lives, simply because Jesus rose, simply because he gave us everything we need. And even when we feel like it's not going to happen, when it seems that, look, I've been there. I can even tell you that oftentimes you look at, even in my situations at times, when you look and you see everybody else may have this, this person has a spouse, and you sit here waiting, you're doing everything you know to do, and you're like, okay, you know, what's going on? What's wrong with me? What's going on? But then what God reminded me today is that he reminded me of his word. He reminded me about his word when Jesus said in John 19:30 says, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Sometimes I remember hearing at church that sometimes when things got so bad, when things were so in such an intense, like that agony, that you can't even speak the words. Sometimes all you can do is moan. And God, the Holy Spirit, will take that moan up to the Father to intercede on our behalf, because the Bible says Jesus intercedes on our behalf both day and night. So all we got to do is just speak the word. Look, it is finished. I know our own Elder Walker, she will always say, do it, Lord. She won't sometimes go through a long prayer sometimes. Sometimes she'll just say, do it, Lord. And in this, I had a situation yesterday where the enemy tried to come, and all of a sudden I was off. I was off balance for some reason. But I'm thankful for the word of God that says, look, it is finished. Speaking of the word of God, things began to shift, because I'm like, you are not going to steal from me. Jesus has already given me the victory of peace. He has given me the victory of being more than a conqueror. So I'm not going to allow you, Satan, to steal from me. I am going to rise above this. I am making a choice that I am not going to stay here, but I am going to rise. So sometimes you may not even know all the words you need to say, but look, it is finished. All you got to do, it is finished. And then you move on. You move forward in the face of knowing that it is finished. Why? Not because you said it, not because of anything you can do, but it's by faith you speak the word of God, and I rest assured, I let you know it will be manifested. It is finished. Because before I can even look back, before I can even see about anything or trying to wrap my mind about it, the things had changed. There was a peace. There was a calmness that came over. So sometimes, no, it doesn't take all the words in the world to try to get a point across over to God. No, God knows it. He just keeps looking for our faith of knowing that, look, Jesus has risen. So because he rose, you can too. We can rise in everyday situations. See, the Bible gives us to know that, yes, there are some promises, there are some rewards in which God has for us here. Rising in the resurrection, rising with Christ is not just when we rise, when we leave this earth. There is some resurrected situations that all of us is looking from God to do. And this is just the encouragement, hopefully, to know that he is doing that. Every day there is a reason to praise God, whether it be, God, I thank you for bringing that to my remembrance. God, thank you for making this known to me that I did not know yesterday. Thank you for touching this hip that was bothering me yesterday. Thank you for just giving me just to be able to make it through to the end of the day, to make it through to the end of the moment. That's all reasons because God has given us the opportunity to know that we can rise. Simply by knowing that his son did it. So just continue being encouraged. Just speak the word of God. I'm telling you, yesterday, I know where I was, but just in speaking the word of God, because remember, the enemy is the same old serpent as the Bible calls him. He comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And to understand that the enemy does not want you to have the joy. Because remember, joy does not come from us. Joy doesn't even come from the world. Joy is a deep down reassurance that God, I know you will. And God gives us that. The enemy does not like that. He does not want that. So he will come and try to steal our faith. He will come and try to steal our peace. He will come and try to steal our joy. So now we're off balance now. Now we're looking at that situation instead of what God said. But I want to encourage wherever we find ourselves today, take back, intercept. That was what God told us on Sunday. Intercept the enemy because God has given us the power through his son, Jesus Christ. To intercept meaning to stop, to seize our opponent, to stop them, and then to take hold of that. Then it will no longer become an object or a situation that will come to bring either oppression, to bring anything that is not of God. God has given us the power and authority through his son to be able to intercept the schemes of the enemy. And he's given us his word to be able to combat the enemy. And so also wanted to actually go to Luke 24, verse 2. And that reads, they found the stone rolled away. Because briefly just want to mention that they that the Bible is talking about in Luke 24, 2, because during this time, or actually just during this time period in general in ancient Israel, they had a burial custom that they would put spices on the person who has died. They would wrap him up. And but because Jesus had gave up his spirit about 3 o'clock and during that time, even during Jewish time, it's not like Roman time like we're under. We're under a 24-hour time span that begins a new day at 12 a.m. Their day during that time began at 6 p.m. So when Jesus gave up his spirit at 6, and because the Passover was about to begin, they had to hurry. They had to hurry and take Jesus' body down. But God, he knows all things. That's the reason why God had Jesus anointed by the woman who anointed him with that expensive perfume. And Jesus knew it. Jesus told the woman that. She's, leave her alone. She's anointing me for my burial. So when during this time the women were coming and the women who had saw where they had buried Jesus, and so they were coming to give him that burial that they were not able to do because during that time, the Sabbath, it was commanded by God that they don't do anything on the Sabbath, which is Saturday. So because of that, they didn't have the time to give him the proper burial that was in their custom. So that's why the women arose early Sunday morning to give Jesus the proper burial. So that's where we are at in this particular verse where it says they found the stone rolled away. And then I wanted to say this, that the stone is a large door, because like how we have graves where that you put a person in the ground, during that time it was like more like a cave that they cut out, and then this large stone was like a door that was sealed to enclose that open space. And so when they, as the women, came, they saw that the stone was rolled away. And so, again, this stone was a large door-like object to seal the tomb closed. And even in this, wanted to encourage you that those things that we are believing God for, they may look sealed. They may look like they're not coming to pass. They may look like nothing is happening, nothing is going on. But I want to encourage you with this, that man, whatever God has purposed, whatever God has promised, no man can open the door that God has sealed, and no man can shut it what God has opened. That is God's word of giving us to know, look, man didn't open that door. Man didn't do it. Man couldn't even do it. No one man could have opened or rolled back that large stone. This was something that only God did. And so because God was the one that did this, not man rolled back that sealed, impossible stone. And so that same impossible sealed situations or stones in our lives, God is the one who has the power to remove it, and he will be the one to do it. So it may seem like it's impossible for us. That situation may not seem like it's going to move, or that anything is shifting, or that nothing is coming in place, and that you've done all you know to do, and you're one. What? When is it going to change? When is it going to happen? But God was the one who went before the women and rolled back the stone. It wasn't something that any man could do. So that impossible stone and situations in our lives, God has rolled back that sealed stone to reveal his glory, to reveal the resurrected Christ in our lives, in our every circumstances. When that stone was rolled away, it did not reveal Jesus still laying there, but it revealed the glory of God, because Jesus had already pronounced that on the third day he would rise. There is coming the third day in our lives, that day of resurrection in our circumstances, in our situations. God is moving for his people. Despite of how the world may look like it's in chaos, it's off balance, one of the things that I remember hearing Chief Apostle say, look, being able to see God's power, being able to see his spirit move. And when you see his spirit move, you can be encouraged by that. Despite of how things may look like it's just chaotic, it's hectic, but when you see that God is in control, when you see that, look, he has rolled that stone away in your life, when it looks like things are not going to happen, know that he will roll back that sealed, impossible stone that looks like it's not going to happen. And in verse 6 in Luke 24 reads, he is not there. He is not here. Excuse me. He has risen. Stop looking for what is not there. Our Savior lives. He has risen from the grave. He rose with all power. He defeated the enemy and gave you the power to rise up too. We can rejoice. Why? We can rejoice because everything Jesus preached occurred and will occur in our lives, and in what he's spoken will is actually to come. He did what he said we will do, because everything that Jesus had preached, when Jesus came, he preached, he taught, he gave them to know. And if he had not rose, then that would mean that everything that he said was a lie. But I can encourage you today that everything that Jesus preached, when he said that, yeah, you may be able to destroy this temple, but it will be raised up. He will raise it up in 3 days. And so that's why we can be encouraged. Today is not just a day, or this resurrected season is not just once a year thing, I encourage you to remember that every day is a resurrection in Christ. Every day, speak it. Speak, God, it is finished. Speak, this situation is going to be resurrected. This is resurrected. Why? Because Jesus, you rose, and I guarantee you, you will begin to feel the difference. You'll begin to be able to lift up your head. You'll be able to move forward. Not that the situation may have instantly changed, but that you will be able to keep on moving. Remember, in the very beginning, we are on a journey. When you're on a journey, you just don't stop. When you're trying to get to California, you're in New York. No, you can't stop midway and expect to arrive to your destination. No, you got to go all the way there. But God is so loving that he's not going to leave the encouragement in your hands. He's going to give you himself so you can be able to get all the way to California, so you can get all the way to your destination. That's his love for us. He's given us peace. He's given us joy. He's given us triumph. He's given us what we need to make it in this moment, in this day. And all we got to do is just grab a hold to it. Speak his word. Again, I understand you may not be in a place where you even want to, but all you got to do is speak his word. Just speak as what I remember some things I was going through years ago. I remember Chief Apostle and Elder Harrison encouraged me. I have never forgotten this. And that is, whatever you may be going through, get a scripture. Hold on to it. Ponder it. Even when you may not feel like it, keep going over that. Because remember, it is not in our words. People can think they're doing the best by us, encouraging us, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I want you to know the only time we could be lifted and rise up is by God's word. Remember, no man, no one can do anything for God's people but by God. God knows what we need. He knows. He wants to give us the best. If it's left up to the world, you won't even have mediocre. But God wants to give us the best. And also another thing I want to mention, that those situations, that the dead situations can't move. But what we are expecting is life. And again, we can look at the situation, because I know for me, I look at it and look at it. Oh, this hasn't happened. That hasn't happened. I'm still waiting on this. The bills and this and all of that other stuff. That, look at it like that. That is something that's dead. It ain't going to move. It can't do anything. But what God has given us, it is life. He has given us that he will supply all our needs. He will give us what we need. He will take care of us. That's the life that we look to. We look to his word. We look to him. And what I've recently learned at church, it comes out of Psalms 24, 8 through 9. And it reads, who is the king? Who is this king of glory? The Lord strong, meaning having or marked by great physical power. And mighty, meaning great, the Lord mighty in battle. The God that we serve, he's not just any, he cannot even be compared. He doesn't just know what you're going through. He doesn't just see where you're at. But he has the ability, the physical power to do what you need. And then he also has the mightiness to defeat, to win every battle that we face with. And then it goes on to say, lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. I encourage you that whatever dead situation, whatever the situation may be that we are expecting and believing God to change in your life, look up. Look up in knowing that the God that you serve is strong. He is mighty. He is powerful. He has everything that you need to be able to make it through. Why? So you can rise. He does not want us to be stagnant. He wants us to be able to rise to that place of elevation, of knowing that he will do it. He'll work that situation out. He just wants you not to hold your head down. And I remember Chief Apostle said, there is nothing down for us. The only thing down is hell. Ain't none of us desiring to go there. There is nothing down for us. God wants us to be lifting our heads up. Because remember, we're living in a world that we have never seen before, times we've never seen before. And he wants to encourage his people so the world can be encouraged. And I know sometimes that is so far-fetched, but the reality of it is that we have been created for his pleasure. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be uplifted. He wants you to be able to know and rest in him that he will do it. He is strong. He is mighty. In make it personal. Chief Apostle always says, well, bring the word into yourself. He is strong and mighty in your battle, in my battle. Whatever we battle in today, it is finished. That's the word to encourage you. Look, it is finished. Don't look down anymore, but be encouraged in every situation, in every day, every moment. It is finished. And then I want to go ahead and close in I Am a Survivor. And it reads, sure, there are times when you feel like giving up, especially when you are drained and have no energy to go on. Going through the twists and the turns in life, as well as the deep valley lows. If that's not enough, what about the physical stress, the mental ups and downs you experience, especially when situations and circumstances seem to go beyond your ability to resolve them? Those are those dead situations, those things that seem like they're impossible, that sealed door that seems like it just can't be moved. No matter how much we try, no matter how much it is outside of our ability to resolve them. We can't fix that. The next part says, when at this point, it's crucial, find and embrace courage. When you, me, are at that place, when we are in that place of looking around and all we see is a dead situation, and what comes to me is the dry bones. When you are in those dry bone situations, speak the word of God and cause those dry bones to rise in your finances, to rise in your health, to rise in your family. Why? Because God has given what you need to be able to do it. And it goes on in the next part of the book. It says, within, I want to go back, it's crucial to find and embrace, bring it into you. Within that situation that empowers you to move beyond places of stagnation. Remember, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't want you to be able to get to your destination. He don't want you to be joyful. He don't want you to have peace. He don't want you to have joy. He don't want you to be able to lift up your head and walk with confidence in our God. He doesn't want you there. What if he wants you? Stagnation. In a dark company, the Dead Sea, there is no exit. It's a place of stagnation. It doesn't go, it just stays there. When it stays there, that's why you can't be in it. Because when you do, there's going to be some effects that's going to happen. The enemy wants to infect God's people with him, with all that he is, with the discouragement, with it ain't going to happen, with a lack of faith, with all of that that will keep us from getting to that place of manifestation. Remember, there's a destination that God has predestined all of us. And it goes on to say, empowers you to move beyond the places of stagnation into a life filled with streams of living waters. That's the opposite of that place of stagnation. That still and comforts you, in addition to making you feel complete and whole. That's what God wants us to embrace. Embrace his word. Embrace the power so you don't have to remain there. You don't have to remain in a place of stagnation. But there is a greater place that he has. So he wants all of us to be encouraged. Speak his word. It is finished because Christ has risen. So I want to leave you with that, and I pray that you are encouraged by the word of God, and we just thank God for this day, for this opportunity to know that he has risen. So Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, thanking you, Jesus Christ, for rising for us that we may be able to rise today. God, we thank you, God, for all those that are on the line today. We pray that, my Lord, that they will be blessed by your word, they'll be encouraged by your word. My Lord, God, that they will run with it. They will run with you, Heavenly Father, that they will run with in victory, and knowing that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So we pray for them. We thank you for this time and this opportunity. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, we thank everybody for taking the time to join us, the Anointing for Gospel Center, the Anointed Women's Ministry, on this Friday. And I just pray that you all will have a phenomenal day. So thank you again and be blessed.